Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is How to Organize and Prioritize Weekly Projects. If I were to make a list of the top 10 reasons for the success I've enjoyed over my 30-year entrepreneurial career, one of the points that would be at the top of this list is the way I plan and schedule my time. In fact, I would guess this point would be at the top of any successful business leader's list because you cannot be successful over an extended period of time if you are not productive with how you spend each day. In today's lesson, I'm going to share with you how I plan and schedule my week's responsibilities. On Saturday or Sunday, I take the time to review all my current projects and set priorities for the upcoming week. Here's how I do it. First, I make a list of all the projects that I want to complete during the week. These are the things that will require at least 1 hour of my uninterrupted time. All other items that need to be completed during the week simply go on my to-do list. Then, second, besides each entry, I write down how much time I expect it to take to complete that project. And then third, I prioritize this list. Now I'm going to share with you the plan I put together for the current week. Since my new book will be coming out November 15th, most of the priorities this week are part of my book rollout plan. So here's what it looked like. On Monday, I had three projects. First of all, was to finalize the book pricing with Success Books, which is my publisher. This includes the pricing for the hardcover book, CD audiobook, MP3 downloadable version, Kindle and iPad versions, and bulk orders for books and audio programs. Estimated time, 1.5 hours. The second thing I had to do on Monday was to write this blog post. Estimated time, 3 hours. And then the third thing was to do some design work, which included putting together a simple creative brief for my designer to work from and creating the front and back covers for my audio CD program. Estimated time, 2 hours. Total time on Monday estimated at 6.5 hours, and I was pretty close to that. On Tuesday, I had three projects. First was to write the text for the back of the CD audio program. Estimated time, 1 hour. My second project was to do some design work, which included putting together a simple creative brief outlining the changes that need to be made to the Little Things Matter blog so that people can learn about and buy my book from that site. Estimated time, 2 hours. Then my third project on Tuesday was to write product descriptions. This includes the product descriptions that will appear on littlethingsmatter.com, yoursuccessstore.com, and amazon.com. The estimated time to write these product descriptions, 3 hours. Total estimated time on Tuesday, 6 hours, and I was pretty close to that. So that's Tuesday. If you would like to see what my schedule was like on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, please go to littlethingsmatter.com, and there you can see exactly what my schedule was. But for the sake of this podcast, I think you get the point. I realize this schedule is unique to me. Yours will look different. Even mine changes each week. The biggest takeaway from this lesson is that if you want to be highly productive, you must organize and prioritize how you spend your time. And you cannot allow interruptions during the windows of time that you've blocked out to work on these projects, or you will never get them done in the time allotted. In review, here's my procedure. I list all my projects and estimate the amount of time it will take to complete each one. Then I prioritize my projects and put them into the specific days of the week. Once I finalize my project to-do list for the week, I then create my prioritized to-do list for Monday. It includes each of the points listed under Monday above, or that I've just shared with you here in this podcast, but it also includes other tasks that I need to do, such as make phone calls, return emails, schedule appointments, monitor my social media efforts, and drop my daughter off at her friend's. A schedule like this also changes as the week progresses. There are times when I'm running ahead of schedule, times when I'm behind schedule, and times when priorities change. The bottom line is I go into each week with a plan and adjust as necessary. If you do the math, you can see that I work more than 8 hours on most business days. I also work 4 to 6 on Saturdays. I want to share with you a very important point for those of you who are really wanting to achieve a high level of financial and career success. I have never seen anyone who has achieved any meaningful career goals working only 40 hours a week. 40 hours a week is where you break even. It's the time you invest beyond 40 hours that gives you the edge in achieving your career and financial goals. Let me also suggest that you monitor how long every project takes you. This will allow you to accurately project how much time you need to allocate to projects in the future. If you will begin to plan and schedule your time as I described in this lesson, you will seldom miss deadlines and let others down. You will feel better about yourself and where you're taking your life. You will experience more peace and less stress. And perhaps most importantly, it will help you achieve your goals. And remember, to achieve any meaningful goal, you must have a plan and the discipline to work it.